River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, Crazy James. How is Crazy James? I'm thinking
really
crazy.
Good. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Went off the deep end.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are we talking really deep, or are we talking a wading pool here?
Well, I mean, really deep as in a deep dive into the wading pool crazy?
Oh, that one.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Anyways, I'm going to start off today. I want to give a shout out to our fire department.
Yeah?
Because the guys and gals that are on that fire department there, they responded the other day. The old hospital was on fire. And
oh, my goodness.
Yes. And you know what? They got there quick, and they knocked it down pretty quick, too. So good job to the High Prairie Fire Department and every volunteer fire department. You want to make a difference in your community, folks? Join your local fire department, because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't live in Edmonton or Calgary or, you know, one of the great big centers like that, maybe even Red Deer, you're covered by a volunteer fire department. Just about every department is looking for people all the time, because not everybody can always make it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Jobs out of town. So you want to make a difference in your community, and I don't care if it's High Prairie or if it's Falaire or Peace River, or if you're listening to this in Fairview, join your fire department to make a difference in the community.
Even in the indigenous settlements as well, the Métis settlements, First Nations reserves, they could use the help too.
They've got absolutely, they've got their own fire department. Our friends up at Peavine and Gouard, everywhere. Like, if you live in a community where there's a fire department and you're listening to my voice right now, it's a volunteer fire department. Make a difference in the community, a positive difference. We should not just jump into our regularly scheduled reading of what's going on.
What is going on in High Prairie and area?
Well, today being Friday, there's floor curling over at the High Prairie Golden Age Center. That's at 1:30. Tonight, the High Prairie Quilt Guild, they're going to meet over at St. Andrew's School at 7. They put on that quilt show every year. Do a heck of a job, but you know, there's so much work that goes into a quilt. If you haven't made one and you just don't understand, this is a great organization to be a part of if you're interested in such things. Saturday, and it's tomorrow, we've got football here in town.
Yes.
The Outlaws are home to the Bulldogs. That's over at E.W. Pratt. That starts at 1.
Yep.
And then after that, in the evening, out at Triangle, there's a jamboree from 7 to 11. They do that, I think once a month or so, they have their music jamboree out there. Great organization, mm-hmm. the Triangle Hall people. Sunday, there's crib over at the Golden Age Center. You know, Sunday's the most important day on the calendar.
Yeah?
Yep, it is. It is. It's my wife's birthday.
Uh-oh. I'm glad you remembered. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of people out there who forget their significant other's birthday.
I have been witness to such things.
I have
and
not.
All of a sudden, you see the husband go, oh, it's like, okay, so you're going to buy your wife a car to make up for this. Yeah, okay.
I have not been one of those people who have forgotten my wife's birthday, but yes, I'm with you, James. I have witnessed people who have forgotten their significant other's birthday. It's like, uh-oh, how do I get out of the doghouse?
If you forgot her birthday, she'd just kill you.
Yeah, well, if she doesn't kill me, it would be very, very tough just to get out of the doghouse.
I just get a bigger dog. Okay, so let's move on then. So happy birthday to my wife for Sunday. And yes, folks, I do have her birthday presents. They're hidden away. She knows exactly where they're hidden, but I told her don't touch.
Good man.
Yeah. Monday, play and learn over at the High Prairie Children's Resource Center. That starts at 1. And then also the High Prairie Community Band is going to be meeting over at Prairie River Junior High at 6. So if you've got an old instrument that you're interested in pulling out and playing again, that's the place to go. Also on Monday, the Coyote Acres 4-H Club, they are having their registration out at the Agplex from 7 until 8:30. So if you're interested in getting your kids involved in 4-H, another wonderful organization that we have in town, that would be the place to go, the Agplex from 7 until 8:30. Oh boy, what have we got here? Tuesday, over at the Golden Age Center, we've got the floor curling happening at 1:30. Wednesday, we've got free play over at the Children's Resource Center from 10 until noon. I just love that Children's Resource Center. You know, it's been around for a very long time, and I'll tell you, Hopper, I didn't know about that when my kids were smaller. As such, I didn't take advantage of it, and I really believe that it would have been beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then also on Wednesday, we've got story time for the little ones over at the High Prairie Library from 10:30 till 11. Next Thursday, wrapping up our week, we've got Play and Learn over at the Children's Resource Center starting at 10. Oh man, I forgot one. This is another thing that the Children's Resource Center doing. This is on Wednesday. Stronger Together, the family night over at the Children's Resource Center, and that starts at 6 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and that's what we got going on this week.
Very, very busy times heading into the fall season, eh?
It is. That's what Monday is.
It is. It's Monday. Monday is the first day of fall.
Yeah. Something else, if you want to help out with the community, maybe the fire department's not your thing. If you live in the county of Big Lakes, and you want to help out with the library, you can join the library board. Forward your letter of intent over to the town office. Take it over to Nancy Tank County, lovely lady over there that's taking care of such things. You get paid to go to these meetings, folks, so you can make a difference and get paid. Yeah, and that's what we got going on this week.
Beautiful. Appreciate it, James. Thank you very much.
Talk to you next week.